I would say that the thing of, in Indonesia is it's more of non-tariff barriers that need to be addressed, maybe as much as they need to be tariff reduction. So that's a different little dynamic there for Indonesia. But all that being said, it's a strong U.S. soybean market, and there's DDGs that are going into Indonesia as well. Beef would be a huge opportunity in a predominantly Muslim country like they are. But again, we've got some regulatory, some barriers that exist. But doggone it, you and I both know that where U.S. beef gets a chance to compete, consumers will pick it every time.